Thank you, Jennifer, for donating your time. Members of the committee, my name is Paul Fogarty, and I'm here today in strong opposition to the siting of this proposed power plant in Borough. In case you haven't guessed by the size of this crowd tonight and the large crowds at the last two meetings, the sentiment in this community is strongly against this proposal. In fact, in all my time as state senator from Boroughville, I can honestly say I have never seen the citizens come out so strongly and so passionately against something as they have on this proposed power plant. And by the way, this is not a case of NIMBYism. Far from it. This small community already hosts a large gas-powered power plant, high-pressure gas transmission facility. We've done more than our part for the energy needs of Rhode Island. It's time for other parts of the state besides Northwest Rhode Island to step up and pitch in. This attempt to put a second, larger power plant in the town reminds me of that old TV ad about Life cereal. Give it to Mikey. He'll have anything. Well, hopefully the message to you from Boroughville has been very clear. Mikey doesn't want the second power plant. Over the course of the last few months, my colleague, Rep. Cale Keeble, and I have looked closely at the proposal, investigated facts, held our own town hall meeting, attended the last two public hearings, and had our staff do considerable research on this subject. We talked daily to our constituents and listened to their concerns. We've had numerous phone calls, emails, and letters in opposition to it. After carefully evaluating all the facts, listening to our constituency, we came to the clear conclusion that this proposal does not make sense for environmental, safety, economic, and quality of life reasons. Last month, we officially went on record in opposition and formally submitted our letter to you detailing the reasons we are opposed to this project. So I won't take up any more time tonight restating those reasons that are now already part of the official record. But I do want to close by emphasizing two points. Number one, this decision is not a matter of cold facts about megawatts of power generated and megawatts of power used in Rhode Island. This has to do with the health, quality of life, and character of a small community, which would be significantly changed and not for the better. Director Coit, as leader of our state's Environmental Protection Agency, you above all people know that. Secondly, I am concerned about the process itself, which puts the future of this community in the hands of three people who don't have a stake here. One is from Barrington, one from Providence, and a third person literally just parachuted in from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Shaping the future of Boroughville should belong to the residents of this town and no one else. Members of the committee, the facts clearly argue against this project. There are too many questions, too many potential risks, and the residents, those most affected, are clearly opposed. Growing up in my house, my parents had a saying to me, my brother, and my three sisters, if everyone does a little, no one has to do a lot. Please understand this, respect this, and act accordingly. Turn this proposal down and find a more suitable location in Rhode Island, because they're out there. Thank you.
Jeremy Bailey, you signed up. Jeremy.